Hello?
Hiya, is that Justin Page?
Sorry?
Not Justin.
No, I'm afraid you have the wrong number.
What's your name, sorry?
Well, I don't need to disclose that, but the person you're asking for, I can assure you it's not this number.
We have your number put down for a Scottish redress scheme application.
For a what, sorry?
A Scottish redress scheme application.
Oh, redress. Oh, yeah, my apologies. Sorry, I didn't. What name did you say there?
It might be me saying it really wrong, but we've got JACQUELMINE.
Yeah, sorry, I'm outside. I probably just heard you wrong. Yeah, I did. I'll tell you what it is, right? I was in the system. I was in care from a very young age.
Yeah.
And obviously, my friends had stopped me and said to me that there was something like this that there was out
Yeah.
there where, you can apply for compensation and your records and things like that. I'll
Yeah.
be honest, I was quite skeptical. I didn't really want to do it. I went through a lot in the system. And
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the system for, since I was like 12, 13. I was taken away at first. I was put into my grandmother's care. Sorry,
Yeah.
I'm a, that sorry, that's a lie. I was put into Uphall Children's Home, and then my auntie was the chef in there, so they said that I had to be moved again, and it was like I was moved all the time.
Just constant, yeah.
So I was passed from pillar to post constantly. And what they said was, because my auntie was the chef in the first children's home, it was to do with favouritism, and that's why they moved me. So I was moved from Uphall to Bathgate. Then I was moved from Bathgate to my grandmother's, from my grandmother's back to Bathgate. Now, even though it was my grandmother, it was still a care home residence, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
So then I was put back to Bathgate Children's Home, back to my grandmother's, back to my
So,
mother's. Then it was just kind of a vicious circle like that. But then I was moved to the secure unit, and I didn't get released till I was 17, still
yeah.
under social work. But see, when I was released at 17, I
So,
didn't
what
get
were
any
you?
help.
Were
I
you
didn't get
moved
any money,
about?
and I was homeless.
Yeah, were you moved about by the system, like to the system, or like, who was it that like was in charge of it? Yeah, if you know what I'm.
Sorry, do you know what? One wee second. I'm just going to go in here a little bit so I can hear, because the traffic's going by and I really can't hear you.
No,
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
okay.
Right, that's great, thanks. Right, so just a wee second.
That's okay, no worries.
Hiya.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better now.
Perfect. So is it with you, you're not too sure whether to continue with
See,
it
right,
or?
I'll tell you what the problem was for me.
Yeah.
I was abused when I was in the care system. And
Yeah.
later on, what happened was, I was about, what, 30, 35? And basically, the CID came to the door. But this time, I'd kind of dealt with my demons. Well,
Yeah.
I thought I did. And they said, basically, because there was another 11 young people who was also victim to this. At the time, it was a panel member,
Yeah.
and he got 12 years in prison. I didn't really want to go through with it, but obviously the pressure was on. The CID were like, "Oh, we won't get the chance to do this to another child." So I went up, and it was just like a whole can of worms would be open. So when I heard about this, I just thought, right, that wasn't the only time I was abused in the system. I said, and then on top of that, I just feel like I would need to open up the can of worms again. Then
Yeah.
someone says to me, they went, "Jacqueline, you wouldn't have to." They said, "This is about making sure that you've got something for what you've been through." He says they don't really
Yeah,
need to
it's
know
about
all the in
recognizing.
yeah
Yeah.
yeah so obviously that's when I kind of swallowed the pride and just kind
Yeah.
of put in the request, and then thought I'd inquire more about it.
Should be proud of yourself for pushing that far.
Yeah.
It's obviously very, very, very difficult, isn't it, to but with this, so what we do is, so we take all the initial information from you, and we take a short statement, about just what happened to you in each of the settings. You can take it at your own pace. It doesn't have to be today, or we can do another call back, but like whenever you're ready. There's no pressure on it. And then following that, we will then gather all the evidence, and we'll do it all for you. So it'll be this phone call where you just talk me through stuff, and I write up your statements. We contact the redress scheme. We do everything for you. So it'll be, yes, it'll just be the, it'll be this phone call, take statements and information from you, just personal bit, just general information, And then following that, then I read the team then that gathers all the evidence might require a further statement. But again, it's at your own comfort and when you're ready and everything like that. So it's what we could do today. So I'll talk you through everything that we do, the purpose of the call, take all the initial information. And then if you're ready to do the statements, we can. Or I can give you a call back another day if it's too much.
Right, okay.
But we'll just take it at your pace and whatever you're ready for.
Right, that sounds great. Then I could handle that,
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So I'll just talk you through some, just the general stuff that we have to go through. So just first, before we get started, would I just be able to confirm your full name?
Yeah, when I was in the system, it's because obviously when I grew up, my mum put her name on me and I didn't use my father's until I was like later on. It was only for the banks. So it was Jacqueline Ann McQuaid.
Yes, that's the one we have on file for you.
Yeah, because I done it through my Facebook, but my Facebook was in my father's name, so I had to change it just to make sure there was no confusion here.
So what name do you go by now?
I still go by McQuaid, but sometimes if it's coming to like official things, like this, like because it's a compensation thing or whatever, sometimes they will add my birth name as well because it is linked to my bank account.
Yeah.
So that's Queen. Which is my birth name, and I do have my passport, my license and things like that in that name, my bank account.
So
but if
you
say things for doctors and things, it's McQuaid.
So what is this, just Jacqueline Queen, did you say?
It's Jacqueline and Queen, yeah.
And Queen?
Yep.
Is that just a generic spelling, Q-U-E-N?
Yeah.
So, yep, perfect. So have you, so changing your name, is it chose by default, like...
When I was born it was Queen, but it was on my birth lines as Queen, but my mother and father split up when I was like, you know, just a baby, and she just kind of unnamed me McQuaid, and I didn't realise till I was about, I think when I got out of care at 17, I realised that was my name, but obviously everything was already, I was working and everything was already in place in McQuaid, and I just always kept it that way until I wanted to go, you know, I was pregnant with my son, I had to register them, then I wanted to take them on holiday, and that's when they needed my birth certificate, so it was like a big rigmarole. And then when I went into the bank to open up my accounts, they were absolutely fine and supportive. They just took my birth lines and everything was fine. So I was going to change everything because I thought, right, I'll need to change my name because to make it easier, even though it was a bit of hassle. But in the end, I didn't have to. All I had to do was, because my lawyer, I seek legal advice, and what my lawyer said was, you can call yourself Bible John as long as you can prove it, kind of thing. Maybe it was the wrong kind of way to put it, but he did. So,
So you go by the McQuaid, but the legal name is Queen.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. So I'll pop it in, so McQuaid then is like the preferred name, just so when we're looking through to get all the evidence and stuff and they ask for your name, we'll see, it'll be Queen on there, won't there?
No, for the care system, it will be McQuaid, but it will also be also known as Queen.
So, both. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And your date of birth?
It's 28/5/1984.
And your current address?
It's 53 Keel Avenue. That's K, E for Echo, A for Alpha, L for Lima. And that avenue, and that's flat 13. And it's G156. N for New York, Y for Yankee.
G6,
N for New York, Y for Yankee, and that's Blair Darby, Glasgow.
Perfect, thank you. And did you know your address prior to care?
When I was first taken away, I was living in West Lothian. I was in 20 Beech Grove, Cakes Hill, Livingston.
Was that, 20 Beech Grove?
Yeah, Cakes Hill, Livingston. And I'm sure the postcode was like EH45, something. I can't really remember it, but you would get it on Google or something like that.
Yeah, I can have a look into that for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Perfect. So contacting-wise, is there any forms of contact that you'd rather us not contact you via? So is majority, so we'll either call you, text or email?
Either one of them's fine.
All okay?
Yeah.
Check what else I need to ask. So obviously, like I said, so anything around this whole experience can be quite difficult and upsetting. So take your time during the call if you need any breaks or explanation. or if you want to again finish it another time, just let me know, okay? Any questions, just don't be scared to let me know.
Okay, thank you.
So just explain the purpose of the call. So it's to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme fully to you, explain your options, explain how we work, and then discuss funding and fees, and then gather the initial information to assess if we can assist you or not. Is that all okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So just want to go through all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you are entitled to apply directly to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates underneath the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, and then they're paid by the government for assisting you. So they receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, whether you are successful or not.
So the government will get £2,000 for assisting me, whether it's successful or not?
Yeah, so the participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 from the government assisting you, whether you're successful or not. With
right,
that,
okay.
We're private.
So does that come off me, or what does happen there? How do they get the money?
So the government pays them.
Oh, right, okay. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Whereas with us, so we don't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you just choose us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you. Just
no, how do you work? Like, you know, when no fee, if I don't get paid, you just don't get paid, or what? How do you work?
Yeah,
is that the same?
Yeah, I'll get onto that now. So just before we continue, just to double check, you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
Okay.
So you haven't, have you been in contact with any solicitors?
I've not.
In this report? No,
No.
Okay, so our agreement operates, like I said, like on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And again, if you withdraw your application, you'll also pay nothing. So if it is successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of a basic charge based on the time spent and its success fee. So the total fees, including the VAT, are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment, and you never pay more than the cap. So it's, you only pay us if you win, and the money comes from out of that payment. You don't pay anything before, or if you don't win or anything like that.
And if I do, it's 20% to yourselves?
Yeah, but maximum.
Right, okay.
So we make it clear. So I can't guarantee the application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, so I'll explain that in good detail during the call. So if you decide to stick with us, so we assist with your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence for you, prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the scheme. We can advise you on any offers made, explain the statutory waiver if the offer is made, and then at the end with your outcome, if you have any reconsideration or reviews, we also help process all of those. So.
Okay.
If an offer is made, or fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide to accept anything. It's important because if you accept the offer, it may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters.
Yeah.
And you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences of it all. So again, that's what we're here for, just to give you any information that you need.
Uh-huh.
So with the right to cancel as well. So if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose as well, so we can also start work immediately while the cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Perfect. So following this phone call as well, I'll send you an email. So we require photo ID and proof of address dated within 3 months, just to go with our anti-money laundering regulations.
Okay, so what would that be like, for example, like my passport and my utility bill or something?
Yeah, so...
Would you require that in both names, like my maternal mother's name and then my birth name, because I mean my passport's on my birth name anyway, but I can provide a utility bill in both, if that would be
beneficial. That would be perfect. Basically got a passport, and then if you could, like a bill with both names on it if that's possible, just make sure we have everything we need.
Okay.
So just start gathering information off you now. So I've got your address. Can I just confirm your email as well?
Yeah, it's jackieq84@gmail.com, and that's all lowercase, but the Jackie is spelled J-A-C-Q-U-I.
So, I've got jacquiq84@gmail.com on here.
Yeah.
I have to ask as well, are there any terminal illnesses that you've been diagnosed with?
Yeah. I've got, but through, because of what I've been through, I am on disability, like ADT, because of it all. I did always want to go back to work, so I will be honest, I've never really given them, like, all of the things that has been wrong. Like, you know, I could have listed a lot more, but I've only been listed for the depression, the PTSD and the asthma. And it is very, sometimes it's hard for me to travel on public transport because I don't trust anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I was actually followed from when I got off a bus, and due to everything I've been through with the abuse, I basically most of the time I travel in a car.
Yeah.
Or I've got someone with me, or again, through the government, they've been really supportive and they'll put on transportation for me if anything's needed and I need to go to any face-to-face. So it has affected me quite a bit. Yeah.
Okay. I'll pop that all on for you. Next question. So would you like to add a beneficiary? So if anything was to happen to you, if you're successful, you have a beneficiary on file that they would possibly get the...
Well, the beneficiaries that I would have if anything happened would be my children, but I'm expecting as well. But my other children are older, so yeah, I would put obviously them down, but that would happen in case something happened to me.
I'd need to take a name, just a few details about them. So is it possible just to provide one just for now, and then we can
my son,
you let them know? Full name, sorry.
That'll be Gary Thomas Barr. Because if he's the oldest, and if I've done that, as you say, that'd be right, and then he can look after the other ones, isn't it?
And how is the surname spelled?
Sorry, the what?
A bar, how you spell that one?
Oh, just like Iron Brew, Barr.
Perfect. Date of birth?
It's the 23rd of January, 2006.
20th?
23rd.
23rd, sorry. And do you have an email address or a contact number?
Yeah, I have a contact number, if you just
no worries.
Okay, so it is 07376.
07376.
099.
Yeah.
788.
Perfect. And his address?
He stays in Bar Crescent. I'm honestly, my head's all over the place now. I'm actually WhatsApping him now for the door number because I've absolutely, it's just went right out of my head. I don't know if it's just for this. But
okay.
That's Bar Crescent, and it's in Clyde Bank in Glasgow. I'm just trying to obtain the door number for you now.
What was the street name, sorry?
Bar Crescent. I know. My son's name's Bar, my daughter as well, and they live in a street with the same name.
It's quite handy for remembering.
Yeah.
Sorry, just popping in the street name address now, nothing's coming up. Would you just be able to spell it for me, just to confirm I have the right one?
Sorry, what is it you would like me to spell?
Just the street name. So I've got Bar. Bar.
It's Barr, and then Pheasant, B for Charlie, R for Romeo, E for Charlie again, then E for Echo, N for November, and T for Tango.
Thank you very much.